Track 3, The Power Imbalance. Hopefully by this point in the CD, I've made a believer out of you regarding this topic's legitimacy and importance. If so, the next question that may arise in your mind is, how can sexual abuse of a client by a therapist come about? With those clients I've treated who've suffered abuse, I've noticed a certain pattern. The victim who is seeking help for a disorder may have some vulnerability in addition to being in the patient or client role. For example, in Mary's case, she was going through a divorce. The mystique and authority of the role of the therapist created a situation in which she saw the therapist as having some sort of special healing powers. Thus, she felt she needed to comply with his directions, advice, and suggestions. Once the treatment began, the therapist came to have a parent-like importance to her. She described feeling like a young child, anxious to comply readily with her therapist's advice and suggestions. Admittedly, we have all had clients that place us in this role, and they give their power away, creating an imbalance. The relationship between mental health professional and client, as you know, is not just a business relationship. Its unique emotional component helps explain the faith clients have in us. This faith adds to the emotion-charged factors of power, superiority, and self-esteem, as you know. The therapeutic relationship gives the professional authority to enter and explore vulnerable aspects of the client's minds. Conditioned as children to embrace the superiority and power of professionals, some of our clients readily admire their therapist's position or titles, respect our knowledge, comply with our directions, and defer to our opinions. Because our clients have faith in us as professionals, they believe that they will be taken care of and make a commitment to us. This added ingredient of faith often triggers clients to comply automatically and without hesitation, causing a dramatic shift in power in the therapeutic relationship. This special status role was evident when Mary talked to me about her therapist. He was everything to me, sun, moon, stars, mother, father, confessor, everything, she stated. She had faith that the professional was a person of honesty and integrity who had only her best interest at heart. In the initial sessions with the therapist, I'll call him Russ, he was able to relieve some of Mary's stress related to her divorce. This reinforced even further for her that the professional had some special healing power. Question 3. What is one key factor that adds to the power imbalance between client and therapist?